Hello, and welcome to Bardcast, the complete Shakespeare podcast. I am Carson.
And I'm Jeff.
And this is the introductory episode where we talk about what this entire series is going to be and what we are going to do for the rest of the series.
It's about Shakespeare.
Right. So I'm just going to say a few podcasts that have inspired me and kind of tell me how I'm going to do this one. In particular, I listened to Napoleon 101, the Make It So podcast, which is about Star Trek, Control Point, which is about Team Fortress 2, and The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. And I don't believe you listen to any podcasts, do you?
I do not.
Okay.
Podcasts are lame.
Yeah, well, okay. Personally, we both have pretty good education.
I'm a history major, currently in grad school for library science.
Oh, you're a history major too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, so neither of us are experts in Shakespeare, I wouldn't say.
Probably not, no.
No. But we know quite a bit about him.
Yeah.
We took a class in him, I remember.
Yeah, went all the way to England.
Yeah, how appropriate. So, why are we doing this?
Because you badgered me into
it. Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Well, I didn't see a good Shakespeare podcast out there. That was why I thought we should do this podcast.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We both like Shakespeare.
Yeah, he's dece.
Yeah. I like podcasts. You think they're lame, apparently.
Well, they're not necessarily lame.
So, what do we think about Shakespeare?
He's good. He's a good playwright. He actually wrote his plays, unlike what some people might say.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to have an episode about that.
Hell yeah, we are.
I believe that we both feel very passionately about that.
Yes, you could say that.
Like, extremely passionately about
it. I have bodies buried in my backyard,
yeah,
passionately.
Like we... We have an informed opinion, but we are emotional about it as well.
Yes.
We're like Spock, where he is emotional, but he also has a logical approach.
You're like Spock. I'm just like some guy who punches people.
Okay, that's fair enough. Let's see. We do like his plays.
Yeah, most of them. Some of them are kind of...
Yeah, that's something that I think we should emphasize. We're not slavish...
Worshippers?
Exactly.
Okay.
Of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I thought we should have a sample discussion to see what we'd be talking
Let's
about
go.
In other future episodes, so this isn't just entirely talking about us. Is Shakespeare the greatest playwright ever?
No.
Who is?
I don't know. I don't read a lot of plays.
Yeah?
Really, most of the plays I've read are Shakespeare.
You think it's realistic that someone else could be?
It's possible.
I'd say it's certainly the fact that Shakespeare has informed our culture more than any other playwright.
That would definitely be the case. Arthur Miller was a really good playwright.
Yeah? Death of a Salesman?
No.
Didn't he write Death of the Salesman?
Yeah, but
who cares about that?
It's popular. I haven't seen it.
So now popularity makes something good?
That's all I know about it. I haven't seen it. I know that he wasn't well-liked.
Really? Well, that was because he was communist.
The Salesman.
Oh.
Willie
I thought
Lomax.
You meant Arthur Miller.
Willie Lomax? Loman?
Listen, I don't know anything about it except the title.
I know that he wasn't
And
loved.
I think he dies at the end.
And I heard just recently that he had children. I think it was on Jeopardy.
Mm.
You think that he's not the best?
I think he could be the best, but I can't confirm that he is definitely the best.
And we have a particular problem because we, of course, only speak English.
Why is that a problem?
Because we can't evaluate other people's plays, like Ibsen... We can't evaluate other writing because we only speak English.
Well, we could evaluate a translation, but they're never quite.
But
that's
it's a dissection.
Yeah, but, you
it's
know,
not it's not the original product.
Oh well.
I'm just saying that we have a disadvantage.
Well, it's not our job to be like perfect though. We're podcasteers.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, we as human beings have one native language, and so
some people have two.
Right, but we're predisposed towards the languages we know.
That's because our languages are better.
English evaluators of Shakespeare say that he's the best ever, I've found.
And since English is the best language ever...
Yeah, I mean, I would guess that French people might say Voltaire was the greatest playwright. Or
Molière,
I guess.
Molière was,
yeah.
was pretty good.
Russians might say...
Whatever, who cares?
Some Nabokov, did he write plays?
I don't know.
I think he did.
Listen, I'm not an expert.
Man, we're really bad at this.
You're really bad at this.
You're the one saying you're not an expert. So, here's another way that you could look at it. Shakespeare has, I think many people would say, if you were to name the top 10 plays of all time, I think most people would put at least four or five Shakespearean plays in there.
They'd say Hamlet.
Yes.
They might say Macbeth. We can't say Macbeth though.
I know
It's bad luck.
I'm a skeptic and I don't believe in it.
Macbeth!
Yeah, see.
Sorry.
You said it.
Well,
this podcast is now doomed to failure.
I think that was known before anyone said Macbeth. Yeah.
Let's see. What are some other ones?
The Tempest, Othello.
Really, The Tempest?
It's supposed to be really good. I didn't like it.
I've seen it.
Okay, I read it and like the characters didn't meet.
I mean, there was well, actually, the way we can get into that during the Tempest
Yeah,
podcast.
I think Othello is supposed to be really good.
Othello's
Anyone
decent.
that doesn't know plays is going to say Romeo and Juliet. I mean, they
Oh,
are.
you guys can't tell, but I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, Romeo and Juliet is
Yeah.
possibly the most famous play in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there. So how we named six, I think, and
Five.
yeah, that's just us.
Well, no. Well, six if we're counting the ones that I shot down.
Right. So that's just off the top of our heads. Although I have been looking at Shakespeare stuff, obviously.
I haven't.
Timon of
I've been nope.
Athens,
What?
Winter's
What?
Tale,
What?
Pygmalion, Cardenio.
I thought Cardenio was.
Well, Pygmalion was written by Molière. Cardenio is Shakespeare's lost play.
Yeah,
Yeah, so
yeah.
it could be really good. I don't know. Probably not. Otherwise, someone might have written it down.
No, it's probably his best play ever, just to show us what we've lost.
Oh, yeah. I always get sentimental about losing history.
Yep.
I don't like it.
You don't like losing
No, I'm
history?
against it.
Good
Like the
job.
burning of the Library of Alexandria, which is
Yeah.
more symbolic than an
I'm
actual
opposed to
loss.
that
Yeah.
too. So
Yeah.
anyways. Anyway.
Okay, so that's a sample discussion
Yeah.
of something.
Hopefully we'll do it better next time.
Future ones will have actually researched, and it won't be quite so subjective.
It might still be pretty subjective.
I don't like
I
subjective
love
things.
subjective.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to argue about that.
Hooray!
Okay, so we've got this episode,
Yep.
and future episodes, we're going to tell you some of what they're going to be. We're going to have an ex episode about who Shakespeare was.
An episode about his time, like, Elizabethan England.
Yeah, we're going to have an episode about the authorship question, which we're both excited to talk about, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
Yeah.
we are. We're going to talk about all of his plays as a whole,
Like the big,
the
the.
significance of his
Yeah.
writing.
Yeah. Like how it's affected time.
Yeah, as a separate, yeah. I think the cultural impact of Shakespeare is probably worth an entire episode.
Sure.
I even think we should have an episode about Star Trek and Shakespeare, because Star Trek really likes Shakespeare, especially the Next Generation.
That's going to be one of those episodes where you're going to do a lot more talking than I am.
Oh, you haven't seen Next
No,
Generation?
I've seen a little bit of it,
Well,
but
okay.
not enough to be informed.
I mean, Patrick Stewart is a Shakespearean actor, even though he's supposed to be French.
No, Patrick Stewart isn't supposed to be French. The character is supposed to be.
Yeah, but he just talks the same way. He just talks in a Shakespearean accent.
Universal translator.
Yeah, that is kind of the trick for that sort of thing, isn't it? That's what Star Wars they always do too. Oh, it was a translation mistake. The Kessel Run wasn't actually in parsecs. It was a mistake.
Listen, if we're gonna bash on Star Wars, we
Then.
need a whole new podcast.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we'd need a lot of time on our hands, wouldn't we? We're going to alternate between subjects about Shakespeare and the plays.
Yep.
So, we're not going to read the plays. We're not going to, we're not going to tell you how to perform the plays unless we run out of other subjects, because I don't think either of us are really
We could.
experts
I mean,
on
there are a
that.
couple things we could give them, like
Like act
specific.
good.
Yeah, and like for a specific role, like that we've seen played, we
Okay.
perform. Yeah, they just did this really well.
Right, and we are going to go to some plays as time goes on
Sure. Yeah.
and talk about them after we saw them.
I suppose.
Yeah. So we can give, I guess we can kind of give reviews, I guess is what we would
I
say.
do not want to see Midsummer Night's Dream again, though. I've seen it so many times.
What if it was actually set in ancient
Scene
Athens?
one.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, I told you. They never do. The only ones that they ever set in the right time and place are the history plays and then only sometimes. History plays are maybe half and half in the right time, and the rest of them are never in the right time and place. This is going to be a recurring theme in Shakespearean performances.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, so when we're talking doing our play-by-play analysis, we'll be talking about the themes, notable quotes,
and how good we think they are.
Yeah, we'll evaluate them, you know. Rate them, say that they're bad, every single one of them.
Not all of them. There are a couple good ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Twelfth Night is pretty good.
So in every single episode, we're going to try to keep up with the news, and we have quite a bit of news because this is our first episode and we're looking back quite a bit. So this is going to be a good episode for news.
Sure, yeah.
Yep. We're going to try to answer email, assuming we get any email.
I am not telling anyone my email, by the way.
And I don't have an email set up, so right now just go to the Bardcast website, which is bardcast.blogspot.com. It's an okay website.
It's bardtastic.
The blog right now has a poll of what we're going to do for our next subject.
I thought you closed that down.
Well, the poll was tied, and I started a new tiebreaker
poll. Oh, okay.
So
just
if anyone... Exactly. So if anyone wants to vote on whether we should talk about the authorship question, which I think that we'd like to do...
I just shrugged, by the way, in case you couldn't see.
Or Shakespeare's Life, which I don't think is as good, but it's obviously a good topic, then just go and vote.
All five of you.
It's well, this has a much greater reach now that we've produced something.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's get to the news.
Okay, you know way more about this than I do, so... You can take lead here.
So, maybe 2 months ago now, there's this so-called Cobb portrait, which is a...
Oh, I heard about that one, where it's like a new picture of Shakespeare.
Right, but that's just the initial reporting. The initial report says, hey, this guy found a new picture of Shakespeare, except it's not.
Oh.
That is the stuff that didn't come out because the withdrawal is always less publicized than the real picture. The picture is probably not a picture of Shakespeare.
Yeah, it doesn't really look like he would look.
Well, we don't know how he looks.
You might not. So, did they figure out who it's supposed to be?
No, it's just there's way too many people. That's the problem with so many things back then. It's like, who's the person that Shakespeare dedicated the plays to? Who's, you know, T.H.?
Yeah.
It's just, there's too many people back then. We only know a few of the people back then that it could be, and people assume that it's one of them, but there's no reason to think that it isn't just some guy.
Some awesome guy.
Presumably. And let's see what else we got here. And you can check out, we're going to have links on the website that you can go to. Remember, it's bardcast.blogspot.com. And you'll be able to look at links to the articles that we're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't really news. It's just a Shakespeare performance. We're not going to list every Shakespeare performance that goes on. But I thought this one was pretty good because it's got a performance of Shakespeare where the characters are being besieged by a ravenous swarm of zombies.
That's pretty awesome.
Similar to Pride and Prejudice in Zombies.
Also awesome.
Yes. I heard you read that.
No.
A Shakespeare play, or a book of Shakespeare. I think it was the first folio. Sold for $5.1 million. Yeah, this is compared. Although the headline for this article is a Harry Potter book sold for $19,120.
Oh, that sounds like more than 5 million.
Right. So yeah, a first edition collection of William Shakespeare's plays. In 2006, it sold at auction for $5.1 million. That is, I believe, the most expensive book ever written. Although someone is probably going to tell us that that is wrong.
Oh, well.
Yep.
I didn't sign up for this to be right all the time.
Yeah, or ever.
That's how we're going to play this?
Yeah, I mean, I doubt that we got anything right so far.
We might have. Like his name, sort of.
Well, I'm sure that the Oxfordians will tell us.
Yes.
Oxfordians. Yeah, I agree, but they will insist that it is pronounced Shakespeare because he is a different person than Shakespeare.
I'll insist they're pronounced.
Yeah, the
I'll pronounce their mom.
They just refuse to admit that people spelled their names all over the place.
Well, yeah, don't we have like how many 6 different Shakespeare signatures?
Yes, right. But that's that. They use that to insist that Shakespeare is basically illiterate. What they don't acknowledge is that everyone back then had crazy spellings for their names. My favorite spelling is Christopher Marlowe's name, where Marlowe was spelled Merlin.
He's a wizard.
Yeah. There were clearly different people because they're spelled differently, right?
Oh, no. My God.
This, back then...
This changes history entirely.
Back then, people spelled their names all over the place. We'll talk about this in the authorship question.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other news, we've got the House of Juliet is used for having weddings in. You can go to Italy today and get married in Juliet's house.
What?
Yeah, it's a tourist trap where they've got a house that is a house that has been around since the time of Romeo and Juliet, and they're claiming is Romeo and Juliet's house, but of course those are fictional people.
Yeah.
But you can get married there, and I'm sure it's very romantic.
So it must be romantic.
Yeah. And Italy is romantic, I heard.
Yeah, it's okay.
So in addition to the Cobb portrait, we've got these six Shakespearean documents. This guy claims to have found Shakespeare's plays.
Ta-da!
Yeah, it's just they're clearly not true. The odds that this guy found six plays that Shakespeare wrote is just impossible. And later it turns out that it is, in fact, not true.
What a surprise.
Yeah. I would like for someone to find Cardenio. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
But he didn't. It's just a lie.
They'll find it someday. Or not.
Can we say that it's a lie, or is that slander?
Who cares?
Yeah. Screw him. He's a liar. Last piece of news we have is our own local outrage that...
Local in the sense that it's in the United States, not in our hometown.
Right, yeah. Our hometown, which is anonymous.
We're in...
Okay, fair enough. That's not our hometown. We live around all of...
We're a traveling circus.
Yes, it's in Washington, D.C., in fact, where the Supreme Court... Two of the Supreme Court justices
at least.
No, they've got a chart on the website.
Do they?
Yeah, they've got a table showing the different positions of the Supreme Court. Justice Stevens just recently came out claiming that, let's see here, evidence is beyond a reasonable doubt that Shakespeare did not write his plays. This is why we have experts in individual fields. This is why the argument from authority does not work. Yes, Stevens may be a Supreme Court justice, but that does not make him a historian.
Yeah. Stevens and Scalia agreed on something, though.
Yeah, that's news all by itself.
Stevens had no comment. Couple just said, no idea or...
No informed views.
Yeah.
I think that it's a much more honest approach for them to say that they just don't know.
Yeah.
They're not experts. They're Supreme Court justices.
Well, they are experts. It's not about this.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Everyone's probably an expert in something. I guess their own lives. I like the retired justices where O'Connor just says, not Stratford. Mm. I don't know who did write the plays,
but, sure
but with God as my witness, this man whose name is on the cover did not write them. Yeah, we definitely have to do the authorship question because it's just going to drive us crazy.
Okay, thanks for listening, all three of you, and have a nice night.
Well, I'm going to listen.
It is you.
You're going to listen.
I'm not going to listen.
Fair enough. I'm going to intimidate other people into listening, personally, and I hope that I can intimidate at least three people.
So
listening.
Four of them, total.
At least three.
Four people total, you and three others.
Right, but I'm hoping to intimidate even more than that.
Good luck.
You've been listening to Bardcast, the Shakespeare podcast. Our next episode is about how to read Shakespeare, and the episode after that is about A Midsummer Night's Dream. After that, the episode is decided by you, the voter. Go to bardcast.blogspot.com to vote, leave comments, and participate in our community.